Hi, I'm Stephen Cap Perry, host of In Good Faith.
And I'm Heather Bigley, senior producer.
Welcome to our bonus episode.
Yes.
We need some guitars there.
This special bonus edition is to introduce Journey to Easter, which is two things. It's actually our seven-part mini-series where we get to hear from leaders and laypeople of different faiths talk about each of the days, starting with Palm Sunday, all the way through Holy Week, and culminating, of course, in Easter Sunday. But to get to know what the meaning and the significance of each of those days is. We also want people to know about an event that's happening in Provo, Utah at the Marriott Center, a large gathering place on the Brigham Young University campus that is called Journey to Easter. And each of the people that we are featuring in this podcast series will be presenting there, along with a wonderful choir and orchestra, the Luke's Choral Society and Orchestra, also other local choirs and children's choirs, all to have this big Holy Week celebration and really explanation.
Yeah, so you get to celebrate Palm Sunday with many of your interfaith neighbors. It's a free event. Everyone is welcome. And we're really excited about it. We're also just excited about our mini-series, which we are going to begin dropping on April 6th. And some of these people that we'll be bringing into the mini-series, you've heard before on In Good Faith, and some of them are new friends. So, for instance, Mike Smith, who's the lead pastor of Centerpoint, Utah, is going to discuss Palm Sunday.
And then Professor Tyler Griffin from Religious Education at BYU will talk about what's called the Paschal Triduum, which is the Monday, the Tuesday, and Wednesday. There are various events that tie in with those, but they're often lumped together, grouped together. And then we'll have a special feature with Leland Spindler, who is the artistic director of Luke's Choral Society and the orchestra, talking about the music of Holy Week and Easter, because that is always, in every Christian tradition, a huge element of the experience.
And of course, if you know Leland Spindler, he has been on the show before talking about sacred protest songs from season 7. And we'll have Danny Lee. She's from St. Mary's Episcopal, a friend of the show. You guys have heard her talk about her own conversion. You've heard her talk about what contemplation might look like in the Christian tradition. And most recently, you are going to get to hear her talk about Star Trek.
Yes, that's coming up. And faith. Interesting.
So she'll talk about Maundy Thursday, which is not something a lot of people might know.
But she's going to share, and I'm just going to leave this for the show, the teaser is a beautiful tradition, a way they do things in their own congregation there at St. Mary's. So we'll look forward to hearing from Reverend Danny Lee. And then Brandon Peterson, he's an assistant professor of religious studies at the University of Utah. We'll talk about Good Friday, specifically from his viewpoint as a Catholic, and some lovely traditions and how it's meaningful to him. He's a parishioner at the Cathedral of the Madeleine in Salt Lake City.
And for Holy Saturday, we'll hear from Pastor Jeff McCullough, who's also the host and producer of the YouTube channel Hello Saints. We've had him on the show, too, back in 2023.
And then we round it off Easter Sunday. We'll hear from Gay Strathern, who is an associate dean of the BYU School of Religion. Plus, I love her Australian accent, but that's a side benefit. It's a lovely way to hear how people are celebrating and observing these days. And as I've been speaking with these people in preparation for this, it really opens me up to ways I can be aware of each of the days and let them have more meaning in my life. So April 6th, as Heather said, we'll start the drop of these episodes, and we want everyone to know that if you're in the Northern Utah area, you can celebrate Palm Sunday, that's April 13th, by coming to the Marriott Center. Doors open at 6. Beautiful choirs doing prelude at 6:30. 7 p.m. is the program, featuring the Luke's Choral Society and Orchestra, Timpanogos Singers, Salt Lake Symphonic Choir, Cache Valley Interfaith Choir, the Chancel Choir from First Presbyterian in Salt Lake, Provo Sharon East State Choir, and Provo Children's Choir. And there are others being added. So thank you for your attention to Holy Week, what it means throughout the Christian world. And this is a great way to celebrate together, even from different denominations. And if you'd like more information about Passover and Easter, you might check out some of these past episodes. Episode 5, we speak with Stephen Bridge, who was the director of the Garden Tomb Association in Jerusalem. I interviewed him right there about the Garden Tomb and people's experience coming there. 105, that episode is with Dr. Eric Huntsman about preparing for Easter, things you can keep in mind or do personally or as a family. A lovely episode, 106, with Father George Nikas and Father Patrick O'Rourke in Salt Lake City talking about a Greek Orthodox Easter celebration. And then finally, you might check out The Meaning of Passover, because a Jewish observance, all the way through to what that means for Christians as they look back from an Easter viewpoint, is found in episodes 197, 198, and 199. So some great preparation for this Journey to Easter mini-series.